Good evening, and thank you for being here, wherever you are. Tonight, for Lectio Divina, we have Matthew 10, the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 10. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to join together again to read and truly inwardly digest your word. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Now Jesus completes the calling of the 12 apostles before meeting with the disciples of John the Baptist. Matthew 10 may be called the mission discourse, as it may apply to all Christians, or the little commission, in contrast with the great commission, as it is purposed to the Jews. The 12 are his apostles, as they are literally sent out by him to achieve his purpose, as the body of Christ today would continue to battle the enemy and heal the sick. When we translate from the Latin for taking of students, we find an intimacy in that we as disciples share in their ministry. Matthew 10. And he called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip, and Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon, the zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them, "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and proclaim as you go, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. You receive without paying, give without pay. Acquire no gold or silver or copper for your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics, or sandals, or a staff, for the laborer deserves his food. And whatever town or village you enter, find out who is worthy in it, and stay there until you depart. As you enter the house, greet it. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet when you leave that house or town. Truly, I say to you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town. Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you over to courts and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you over, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So, have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father? But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. The one who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And the one who receives a righteous person because he is a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones even a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward. And he called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. What was Jesus' commission to the 12? Whatever else, they would do Jesus' work and reach more suffering people. For them and for us, Our first obligation is to tend to them. We must pray and expect discernment and the shared authority to cast out demons and heal the sick. If we are as yet unsure of our part, we need only ask and he will teach us. What follows is common in the Bible and in ancient Greek literature. It's called list making. Matthew reveals the names of the 12 apostles, and just as later, he makes it clear that the gospel is no epic, and just as later he makes clear that it is no epic, recounting Jesus' military victory, he informs the modern reader that it is no mystery. Judas Iscariot will betray Jesus. These 12 Jesus set out and instructing them, go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel and proclaim as you go, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. You received without paying, give without pay. Acquire no gold or silver or copper for your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics or sandals or a staff. For the laborer deserves his food. And whatever town or village you enter, find out who is worthy in it and stay there until you depart. As you enter the house, greet it. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet when you leave that house or town. Truly, I say to you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town. Jesus commands the apostles. This little commission is not for the Gentiles, not for the Samaritans, but for Israel. If they are lost sheep and are to be fed by shepherds, but as Satan is compared to a hungry lion, he is implicitly compared to a wolf. We are sheepdogs and must all be faithful by the Holy Spirit. Sorry about that. And must only by grace be known as sheep, safely grazing under the Lord's rod and staff. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Evangelism must include spiritual warfare and healing ministries. Otherwise, those who would receive salvation may turn away. This is the cost of a failure to disciple. In Luke 17, 20 through 21, the Pharisees are admonished, the kingdom of God is within you rather than in your midst. This King James translation implies transformation, repentance, not just public submission, deliverance from sin, not just deliverance from political oppression. In 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. In 6:10, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. God in Christ Jesus is powerful and wise, but most important is his providence. He commands what to carry and what not to carry, the trusting poverty later taken up by the desert fathers and mothers and by the monastic communities from the Sinai to Ireland, as God's providence is reserved for the faithful, the disciples would reserve their peace and their teaching for those who are worthy. It is worth noting that going and coming, Jesus describes a ritual to be followed. Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you over to courts and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you over, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say. For what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, they how much more will they malign those of his household? Jesus reminds us in the 12 that they and we are his sheep sent among wolves. They too may fall prey to Satan and to their enemies among the Jews and Romans as well. We may wish to be as wise as owls, an Athenian legacy. We tend to think about this because of the symbol of the goddess Athena is the owl, and so we've inherited it from our Greek origins culturally. But interestingly, Jesus uses a serpent. Don't think that he wasn't aware of the Greek pantheon and the owls. Interesting choice, a serpent simile. We all know of another serpent in Scripture, followed by harmless as doves. Now the NIV translation of harmless is innocent, and neither one of them really capture the Greek very well. The Greek word akerainoi literally means unmixed. So be unmixed as doves. Well, you can see why we don't translate it that way. It suggests simplicity and purity. It doesn't suggest that we should be weak and passive and allow ourselves to be run over, but to be simple and pure. Jesus warns them, foreshadowing his own passion, they will be arrested, beaten, and indicted. In verses 19 and 20, unbeknownst to the apostles, speaks of the day of Pentecost to come and the authority given all the faith by the Holy Spirit. Jesus suggests how the gospel will move through Israel. The apostles and we should be satisfied to be like Jesus. We can aspire to nothing greater. Beelzebub, ruler of demons, is from the Canaanite deity Baal, or Baal-zebul, or in English, Lord Prince. He's commonly identified with Satan, just as today, converted Islamists often become the most zealous Christians. Baal worshipers might have given their lives literally for Jesus once converted. So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. Jesus urges the apostles not to fear Satan nor his minions. The more we pray, study Holy Scripture, and disciple, the more we come under attack. This vulnerability and our continued aggressive response to evil and our perseverance in our service are spiritual warfare. These are spiritual warfare. Verses 26 and 27 may be the origin of the phrase kept in the dark. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ will cover all. We will shine and our voice will be heard. We are called to rebuke and struggle against Satan, not to fear him. Neither he nor men can harm us in any way that will not be rendered futile by the body and blood and by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. To reject this sacrifice and this gift means eternal death, an outcome that can only be grasped as eternal suffering. The reference to sparrows, means two cheapest edible birds. Or today, not worth 2 cents. The same idea, essentially, for us. Our God, who is aware of the least significant of his creation, values us above all in his creation, knows us better than we will ever know ourselves in all the world. When we acknowledge him, he is our mediator before the Father. When we are his adopted brothers and sisters, our Father sees him in us. Those who reject him are as children, disowned and abandoned. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Though Isaiah, Matthew, and Paul give us the title Prince of Peace, verse 34 is not a contradiction. Jesus offers himself, and his sacrifice is one of unfathomable love. He will bring peace, but he foresaw that his life would leave in the vacuum division, persecution, ridicule, and death. The sword awaits all who reject him and his church. If we are prayer warriors today, we can expect a great civil war in our future. Our love for God must be so great that we are prepared to turn away from anyone who rejects Him. And He has already assured us that we will recognize that moment. If we choose a life that is written by mankind, the only true life will be lost to us. But when we deny ourselves, when we answer the call of sacrifice, the gates of heaven will be open to us. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. The one who receives a prophet, because he is a prophet, will receive a prophet's reward. And the one who receives a righteous person, because he is a righteous person, will receive a righteous person's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones even a cup of cold water, because he is a disciple, truly, I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward. In Matthew 10's concluding paragraph, Jesus gives us a spiritual great chain of being, beginning with the Father and ending with what Matthew 5:19 calls the least in the kingdom of heaven. Our eternal reward is contingent upon our obedience and diligent service. If we fail to keep the commandment, we may expect to be a little one among the saints. The one who shows us his love, even with a gesture as small as a cup of cold water, will be rewarded. But that same one must receive a righteous man, as must we. Likewise, he must receive a prophet, as must we. Finally, the one who receives the apostles must receive Christ Jesus. And receiving the Son will only then stand for all eternity before the Father. Matthew 10. And he called to them his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Jesus sent out these 12 apostles. These 12 Jesus sent, instructing them, "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and proclaim as you go, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. You received without pay, give without pay. Acquire no gold or silver or copper for your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics or sandals or a staff, for the laborer deserves his food. In whatever town or village you enter, find out who is worthy in it and stay there until you depart. As you enter the house, greet it. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words. Shake off the dust from your feet when you leave that house or town. Truly, I say to you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town. Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you over to courts and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you over, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speaks, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me. And whoever receives me receives him who sent me. The one who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And the one who receives a righteous person because he is a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones even a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly, I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward. Let's pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you. Well, many biblical scholars tend to label the four Gospels according to their purpose or according to their audience, intended audience. And this Matthew has often been cited as the gospel that was written for the Jews, and in chapter 10 he explicitly says so. Yeah, this in other words, at some point, you know, Jesus looked at him and said, "I want you to go out, and I want you to focus all of your attention on Israel," and that's what he did. Mark is the gospel that shows us the meaning of sacrifice, any of us and all of us. Luke is the gospel that tells the flesh and blood story. It has more to do with the Son of Man than the Son of God, although both, obviously. And John is the one that's the most purely spiritual of all the four. But that's kind of vaguely general, all of it is, because every single one of them is a masterpiece on every level. And